CD 2. Chapter 7. Frankenstein in England. I felt nervous because the monster was waiting. He will be angry, I thought, if his wife is not ready soon.
I left Chamonix and returned to Geneva. I was nervous and frightened. My meeting with the monster was a very unpleasant memory. And now I had to make another monster. What a terrible promise! Days passed. I did not feel brave enough to start my work. I was afraid of the monster's revenge. I could not make a female without more scientific information. I knew that I had to go to England. I needed to visit some scientists there. There, I could do some more experiments and start work on the new monster. My health was much better now. When I was able to forget about my promise, I felt happy. I tried to enjoy myself. I went out on the lake in my boat. The sun and fresh air calmed me. My father noticed that I was happier. One day, he spoke to me about an important subject. "My dear son, I have always hoped that you and Elizabeth will marry. You have been friends since you were children. You studied together. You like the same things. I believe that you will be happy together. Do you love her only as a sister? Or do you hope that she will be your wife? Tell me, Victor, have you given your heart to another woman?" "My dear father," I replied, "I love my cousin very much. She is the loveliest and most interesting woman that I have ever known. I want to marry her. The marriage will bring future happiness for all of us." My father was pleased. "I am very glad to hear you say this, Victor. When you marry, this will become a happy home again. You are young and have enough money. Do you want to marry now, or do you have any other plans?" I listened to my father in silence. I waited before I answered him. I could not marry Elizabeth yet. The thought filled me with horror and misery. I had to keep a terrible promise. I had to make the female monster. Then the two monsters could go away together. Elizabeth and I had to wait for our happiness.